Another one of the Fairbanks men seeking exoneration from murder convictions has testified to his innocence. Marvin Roberts is the last of the so-called Fairbanks Four to address the court in an ongoing hearing to reconsider the 18-year-old case in light of new evidence. As KYC's Dan Bross reports, testimony closes out the petitioner's side of the case, with state witnesses now taking to the stand.
Marvin Roberts, George Freeze, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent were convicted of the October 1997 fatal beating of 15-year-old John Hartman on a downtown Fairbanks street. The men, who were 20 or younger when arrested following a night of partying, have testified during this month's post-conviction relief hearing that they were scared and confused when police pinned the Hartman assault on them. Here's Roberts addressing the court Friday.
I trusted police officers, and I took what they said at full value up until they started accusing me of doing violent things.
Roberts, who unlike the others maintains he wasn't drunk, outlines a night that included driving around the city with friends, but not Freeze, Pease, or Vent, and he additionally denies being at the scene of the Hartman attack, an issue state attorney Adrian Bachman pressed him on.
I'm asking you whether you walked away from your car when you were at 9th and Barnett.
I drove by 9th and Barnett.
And you didn't stop and get out of your car?
No.
Bachman and other state attorneys are defending the original jury convictions of the Fairbanks Four and are going on the offensive this week as state witnesses are called. They include alternate Hartman attack suspect Jason Wallace. Fairbanks Four case judge Paul Lyle has confirmed a decision to give Wallace immunity to testify. Attorneys representing the four petitioners requested reconsideration, but in a ruling issued late Friday, Judge Lyle turned them down, saying given what's at issue in the Fairbanks Four case, the potential of another suspect avoiding prosecution is secondary.
Whenever in the Attorney General's judgment, testimony otherwise unavailable to a court because of the witness's Fifth Amendment privilege may be necessary to the proper administration of criminal justice.
Attorney General Craig Richards issued a letter granting Wallace immunity in the case earlier this month. Wallace is a former Fairbanks resident imprisoned for an unrelated murder. He's been implicated in the Hartman attack by a former friend and drug ring partner, William Holmes, who's serving life for other killings. In leaked confidential comments to a public defender's agency employee in 2003, Wallace admits participation in the Hartman assault, claiming he drove a getaway car while friends, including Holmes, beat Hartman. Holmes, who's already testified, claims he was the driver and Wallace delivered the deadly blows. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.